defending your freedom every single day. From the GunBroker.com studios, this is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios begins right now. My mom's favorite guest joins me. So we're just going to go right to it. No banter from me. Dave Workman, Liberty Park Press, Conservative Firing Line, American Handgunner, Guns Magazine, The Gun Mag. Am I missing anything?
No, I think we're there. Well, Ammo Land.
Wes got to get Ammo Land in there. And what else? Yeah. Is there anything else?
Well, let's see. We got American Handgunner. I do the gun rights column in Guns Magazine, the print
magazine
edition.
I got that. I need to do the sound of the angels, all right? Because it is Dave. We're in a good mood today, Dave, okay?
Somewhere in there I find a long enough time to sleep.
Well, you know what's going to happen. We're going to find something we talk about today that's going to make me mad. I had a fun show yesterday. Angry Mark kind of came out a little bit, but not completely came out. So it was a fun program.
Who are you talking to, Beto O'Rourke or somebody?
We're going to talk about Beto O'Rourke, but before we go anywhere, I mentioned this yesterday. I kind of went around the bases yesterday. It was really easy to do. And I started with commentary about Shannon Watts, okay? And as you know, she spoke with CBS's Major Garrett on that dopey podcast, and he just lobbed her softballs, and if she missed, he moved closer to the batter's box and lobbed in a softer one. If she missed, he basically just handed it to her. He played T-ball with her. And she got away with saying this, and I'm paraphrasing, but it's about accurate. Just because we do this work, people think we're anti-gun, that somehow we're against the Second Amendment. That couldn't be further from the truth, she said. Now, that's as laughable as me telling you that days are only 15 hours long. You just don't know it. This woman's off a rocker, Dave. How can you even look at how could he not even respond to that?
Well, I think that Shannon Watts, because of who she is and what she represents, she does get a pass from the media. Nobody's going to attack a small, fairly attractive woman. She can actually speak in fluent English. She can carry a sentence or two, which I think that's a plus for anybody, whether they're conservative or liberal or pro-gun or anti-gun. You know, at least you need to communicate. But to offer at least the suggestion, the premise, or whatever you want to call it, that they're not anti-Second Amendment, even though they're doing what they're doing, is just ludicrous. Because what they are doing is eroding the Second Amendment. Whether they realize that or not, they're chipping away at a fundamental, constitutionally protected right. And to say that you do that and you're not against the Second Amendment, using your term, is laughable. But then again, when you convince yourself that you're doing, I suppose, God's work, and no matter what anybody tells you, you're not going to believe it. You're not going to accept it.
It's kind of like? It's kind of like convincing yourself, if you believe what you're saying is true, you're going to pass a lie detector test. And
well.
You know, I don't know that she believes. I know Shannon Watts is far smarter than we ever give her credit for. Okay, I mean she's not stupid. She's not a stupid woman by any stretch of the imagination. She's a corporate bigwig. She's a well-spoken PR person. She understands how the game is played. Shannon Watts, as far as I'm concerned, knows damn good and well what she's doing to the Second Amendment. She's also smart enough, as you said, to know that she's also going to get a pass from Major Garrett because she's just going to sit there and play with him on TV, and they're going to banter back and forth on his little podcast, and he's not going to hammer her. Now, having said that, let's look at Pittsburgh, and this is how I marched through yesterday's program. I teased up Shannon Watts' comments, then I talked about what happened in Pittsburgh, and they just got slapped down yesterday with that anti-gun ordinance. The court said that's not going to happen. You're violating state preemption laws, and as you know, there's now a possibility, because I said those people should be held civilly and criminally liable for wasting taxpayer funds in violation, seeking to do something that they know is in violation of state law. It's insanity. And who funded the legal effort to do it? Everytown Law, Shannon Watson, the gang from Bloomberg. So it kind of, that's when I said, look at that stuff like Major Garrett. Hey, dude, why don't you just ask her the question? You know?
Well, you know, there are laws, I think, in all 50 states that allow the voters to remove a public official from office if they deliberately violate, take an action in violation of a state statute. You know, there's malfeasance, there's misfeasance, there's all kinds of things that people can use to recall a public official, throw them out of office. So my suspicion is that right now somewhere, maybe in a legal office or maybe in somebody's basement or maybe over a coffee at some restaurant, somebody is talking about bringing a legal action or maybe even mounting a recall effort against these guys because they knew what the law said and right. They went ahead and they did it anyway. Now, you can't do that. I suppose you can, but
well, they
not
do.
Until you get caught. You know?
Well, you know, let's look. You're in Washington State. I don't need to remind you, but I want to remind listeners.
Oh, yeah.
Washington State Supreme Court ignored its own constitution, ignored the state's constitution with the ballot initiative. And we know that they can do whatever they want to do. They do it. You know, who was it that said famously, you know, I could indict a ham sandwich if I want to? Okay.
Well, yeah, there's an argument that instead of violating or acting against or deciding against the state constitution out here, the state Supreme Court simply ignored our 35-year-old state statute on preemption, which was a model for several other states around the country. And that preemption statute is quite clear to everybody that I've talked to.
Yeah.
You cannot adopt any kind of a law that affects the taxation, the sale, or the purchase of a firearm. And that's exactly what 1639 did. And beyond that, you've got the state provision about a single subject rule for citizen initiatives. And everybody that I've talked to has looked at what was in Initiative 1639. It was multifaceted. There is more than one issue in that thing, and they let it on the ballot anyway.
Well, you know, that's just proof positive that they don't care about the rule of law, that it doesn't apply to them. They want to apply it where they want to apply it and not apply it where they don't want to apply it. And you can't pick and choose your fights when it comes to the law. And that's where we have, obviously, a difference of opinion when it comes.
Well, we're going to take a break here, but just real quick, think about this. When you have judges that do that on the Supreme Court, and then you have judges that come back and say, hey, wait a minute, no, we got to follow the state law and the state constitution, guess which one the left declares is an activist judge?
Well, of course. I tell you, man, I'm telling you, this stuff leaves you speechless. It really, truly does. It's hard to believe that we're having this conversation in America. When I sit back sometimes and think about some of the words that are coming out of my mouth, like when I talk about Washington, when I talk about New Jersey, I was speaking with Alexander Rubin from NJ2AS a few days ago. I sit here almost speechless because it's hard for me to believe that we're talking about fellow Americans in an American state. It's just uncanny to me. And it's amazing to me that so many people fall for this stuff. And I it's an emotional thing. They fall for it because are they drinking the Kool-Aid? In reality, I think most of them are just good people that feel like we really do got to do something because that's what they're being fed. And that they throw out their ability to rationalize and critically think through what it is they're saying because they're acting on emotion. It is mind-boggling, you know. Hey, listen, you're right about that break. Let me do this for the next 40 seconds before we have to go. Here's where I want to go with you. It's kind of fun because I'm going to kind of double back on what I talked about yesterday. the direction we're going now is kind of the direction I went yesterday. But you have a piece at Liberty Park Press, Cuomo, Dems who don't support my gun plan shouldn't be running, which I find, I spoke about it yesterday, and I actually used your piece. So now that we have you here, I want to talk with you a little bit about it. Because the level of arrogance in this, Dave, is incredible. This whole New York, I don't know where he gets off with this. I want to get your opinion on that and then go in a couple different directions with you and some things that you've written at Liberty Park Press. And there's a really great article that I want to cover with you, if I can get to it today. I'm hopeful I can, about it's not the NRA stopping gun control. It's America's 100 million gun owners. It came out of the Federalist. It's wonderful. You don't need to have read the piece to talk about the content. I'll be back with Dave Workman right after this. Don't go away. It's going to be a great show.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believe in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios. Let me take this quick opportunity, because when I say GunBroker.com studios, I will be at the High Caliber Pistol Range, Gun Shop and Pistol Range in Holly Springs, Georgia, for a Grilling While Armed event. Believe it or not, we're going to be out there on Saturday, November 23rd. I will be broadcasting. I will be taping some segments for the Sunday MonsterCast. Gun Broker, we will be under the GunBroker.com tent, grilling while armed, out front of the shop. The range will be open. There will be a multitude of discounts going on. Crossbreed Holsters is going to be involved. Lead Slingers Whiskey is going to be there. Brad Primo, the CEO, will be there. Spoke with him yesterday. Going to be a lot of fun. Make sure to check my Twitter feed at AAR Mark, my Facebook page, facebook.com/Armed American Radio, and my website. The new one is just about ready. I'm going to be seeing it tonight, so I can't wait. I'm very, very hopeful that we'll have something out for you tomorrow, at the very least Monday or Tuesday at the maximum, but I'm going to be looking at it today, and I can't wait. Lots of swag coming for you. A little bit of behind-the-scenes work that required some additional development. But I'll talk about that in just a little bit. I just wanted to point that date out to you, November 23rd, High Caliber, Holly Springs, Georgia, November 23rd. You're going to want to be there if you can make it. Cuomo, Dems who don't support my gun plan shouldn't be running. And this is so laughable. I got to ask you, Dave Workman, you wrote the piece here at Liberty Park Press. This is what sparked me to talk about it yesterday. Who does this guy think he is?
Well, I suspect he believes he's the heir and son of Mario Cuomo, which I don't know. I guess in New York, maybe that's a big deal. It doesn't cut too much mustard west of the Mississippi, but
not even south of New York or west of New York itself.
Yeah,
it doesn't.
But frankly, as I said in the piece, it appears to me that Cuomo is simply trying to inject himself into the presidential race to maintain some sort of relevancy in a race that last year he said he wasn't going to run for president himself. So here he is. He's dabbling in presidential politics by trying to dictate to all the candidates who at least had the backbone to throw their hats in the ring. And, you know, there you this may anger some of the listeners out there, but you know, they know where you and I stand on stuff, but I have to give credit to anybody, and I mean this sincerely, anybody who tries to run for president, throws their hat in the ring, subjects themselves to the kind of public scrutiny that all of these men and women are getting right now, from Elizabeth Warren on down to our good friend Beto, I'm going to grab him, O'Rourke. You know, at least they did it. Here's Cuomo sitting back there in Albany who didn't do it, and yet he's trying to tell these other people, you got to subscribe to my gun control plan or you shouldn't run. You know, if I was Kamala Harris, you know, God help us. But somebody like Kamala Harris or even, you know, Cory Booker, I might hop in a car to drive to Albany and just say, hey, you know, I'll meet you behind the Capitol building. We're going to chat about this. You know, it's none of his business. He's got a state to run. He needs to stick to that. Besides, the program that he's outlined has pretty much been embraced by all of these Democrats anyway. All he's trying to do is get some time in front of a camera, get some print, and as I said before, he's trying to be relevant or appear relevant to the presidential election. And I'm sorry, but he's a day late and a dollar short.
He's obnoxious as the day is long. And a lot of New York politicians seem to think that what they say matters outside of New York. And I made that crystal clear to you listeners yesterday. You know that. I'm not going to rehash that. But I want to quote you something from Dave's work that I didn't quote yesterday about him. And Dave, this is a set of cojones on this guy that, I mean, is just astonishing. We can do it, and New York is a laboratory test case. Three-term Democrat. That's a problem in and of itself, but that's a different show. Don't tell me we can't do it because we did it in the state of New York. That big part called upstate New York, they're as vehement about the Second Amendment as anyone. But We passed it, and it saved lives, and it didn't infringe on anyone's rights. Oh, man. Okay, so I'm sure that if he wants to inject those upstate, I mean, listen to the way he talks about his own state. That big part called upstate New York, they are as vehement about the Second Amendment as anyone, but we passed it. In other words, in spite of those losers, we passed it anyway. That's because Democrats control the legislature in New York, both sides, and the governor's mansion. Not hard to figure that one out. But did you see the disdain with the way he was talking about his own state?
Well, yeah, but bear something in mind. Cuomo is part of the Democrat establishment. Not all Democrats think this way, believe me, but he's part of the Democrat establishment that I guess they consider themselves the rulers, the leaders, and everybody else, all of those bumpkins out there in blue-collar land, we'll tell them how to live, and they'll just follow along after we put a ring in their nose and pull their chain a little bit. And for him to suggest that the SAFE Act doesn't violate the Second Amendment, that he hasn't infringed on anybody's rights, yeah, he's drinking the Kool-Aid, and he actually mixed the Kool-Aid up. These guys, when they start believing their own PR, I guess that's when they become dangerously stupid. So, you know, I know that Cuomo is he's a fairly well-off guy. He's a dapper fellow and, you know, all of that stuff. And he can actually speak with fluent sentences for a couple of paragraphs. So, you know, those are pluses. But I don't understand the thinking where he believes that he's going to get away with saying something like that, because he's got several million people living in upstate New York who are going to tell him to blow it out his ear.
I don't think there's enough of them up there. The New York City controls it. You know, you mentioned something fascinating. When you talk about him being part of the establishment, listener, I'm sure you probably already know this, but most Armed American Radio listeners do. But when we talk about establishment anti-gun politicians like a Cuomo, you're right about them believing their own PR. I say that they begin to believe their own media hype, okay? They see the media repeating everything they say back to them on ABC, NBC, CBS, MSDNC, CNN, all of the alphabet soup media, and they begin to believe, hey, I'm right about everything. Everybody's in agreement with me. And it's kind of like the pampered rock star over 20 years that gets everything handed to him for nothing. You know, so I understand that mentality. I understand that. And when you mentioned about the establishment, well, you got a guy like Cuomo from New York where the Clintons live. There's no doubt in my mind that in days gone by, Democrat politicians would reach out and talk to him about things and probably had conversations with Obama, had conversations with the Clintons, and on and on and on. These people considered themselves to be the top of the ruling class. Donald Trump has disrupted all of that. And I guess this is his attempt, as you say, to remain relevant. Now, we're getting ready to take another break. When we come back, we'll move on from Cuomo. But I do want to, when we come back from this break, let you know those 4 points that Cuomo was talking about that I spoke with you about yesterday, listeners. Then we will move on. I'll let Dave Workman put an exclamation point on that, and then we'll move on to another topic. We'll be back in the GunBroker.com studios right after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
I love a great success story, and Defender Coffee is one that I'm proud to bring to you. The crew at Defender Coffee understands our right to bear arms is under vicious attack as never before and donates 100% of profits to the Second Amendment rights organization of your choice. You heard that right. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends our freedoms. Get this. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today to enjoy great coffee and do your part to defend the Second.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from these GunBroker.com studios. Defender Coffee. I have iced coffee right here. Let me tell you how good it is. It's gone, and I hate when that happens. But I digress. I have more. It's right down the hall from me. DefenderCoffee.com. Hey, don't forget Law of Self-Defense. Andrew Brank. I keep forgetting to give you guys this information. You're going to see all of this on my website in the near future. LawOfSelfDefense.com/AAR and take advantage of the classes that he's giving to you as Armed American Radio listeners and the cost of the book for shipping only. Law of Self-Defense. Many of you have taken advantage of that. AmmoLand.com. You heard Dave Workman mention that. I write there. Dave writes there. I get a lot of my information from the best writers in the world at AmmoLand.com, and they're partnering up with Armed American Radio to see to it that you can get this information and be even more informed than you are now. Simple. AmmoLand.com/AAR. It's free, and you get in on these great giveaways. I think their last giveaway was like a 50-gallon drum of ammo. Can you imagine that? I mean, that's huge. I wish to tell you, I wish I could afford to do that for you now. That's coming. Boy, I'll tell you what. And it's free. They're supporting us. That's why they're giving us that site. Go get on that list and read their stuff. Do it to support Armed American Radio and to fill your head with the truth. Let's get back. Oh, DefenderCoffee.com, by the way, is where you want to go. Let's get back to Dave Workman. Dave, as I said, let me you put an exclamation point on this. Here's the four things that obnoxious Cuomo, I'll leave it at that, wants for the rest of the country. Outlaw assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. There's no infringement on anybody's rights there, but we passed it and it didn't infringe on anyone's rights. That's what he said.
create a mental health database to prevent the dangerously mentally ill from purchasing a firearm. Who gets to determine whether they're dangerous or not? They do. No infringement there. Pass universal background checks, closing the private gun sales loophole. That doesn't work without registration. New York has registration. There's no infringement there. Pass red flag legislation preventing individuals who pose a risk to themselves or others from purchasing a firearm. Of course, that throws due process, and our entire base of our judicial system stands it right on its head. Of course, no infringement there when you can be accused of something by someone who doesn't know you and have your constitutional rights taken away and left standing there without even having been committed to or even accused of committing a crime or arrested for committing a crime. Dave, you want to put an exclamation point on that before we move on?
Well, sure. If you take a look at the Bill of Rights and the other constitutional amendment, the 14th Amendment in particular, that does mention due process, you know, we're not just talking about the Second Amendment here. It's easy to beat up on the Second Amendment because so many people don't like other people having firearms. But you look at the First Amendment, for crying out loud, red flag laws are designed to abuse someone's First Amendment rights. People have got to be so careful anymore what they say on social media or even in casual conversations. You can't even tell a joke anymore without somebody getting all flustered and saying, oh, I'm going to red flag you. Mm-hmm. You know, the due process problem with red flag laws, for example, that's a problem waiting to explode before the U.S. Supreme Court, and I got to believe somebody is going to take a case to the court, and then we're going to find out just how far those things can go. Banning firearms, taking somebody's firearms from them, you're seizing property, again, without any semblance of due process. Sorry, that doesn't work. This is still the United States. It's not a police state. And anybody who doesn't like the Second Amendment, fine. You don't have to own a gun, but I want you to sit down and take a look at some of the other constitutional rights that are protected by the Bill of Rights, and tell me where Andrew Cuomo's plan, tell me where that plan goes haywire with the rest of the Bill of Rights, because there are several problems with it. And, some people accuse me of just being a gun rights activist. And I said, no, I'm a journalist. All the rights are important to me, especially the First. But all the rights are important to me. And, you know, that's why I do what I do. The Second Amendment just jumps out because it really is the safeguard. It's the protecting tenet of the Bill of Rights that protects all the others. So if you're going to pass laws to keep guns out of the wrong hands, you got to be damn careful what you're putting into those laws, because you are treading on incredibly thin ice. And if you break through, you're going to drag the rest of the country with you.
And they don't care. They're not looking past anything. There are horses with blinders on. Let's keep moving with you. Second Amendment Foundation, another lawsuit victory. Second Amendment Foundation.
I'm not sure which one you're talking about. We've had so many
state preemption law in Second Amendment NRA suit is the one I'm to, because there have been so many. If you're right about that, but the safe storage rule violating preemption law in the SAF and NRA combined suit.
This is a remarkable 180 in Washington State. Earlier this year, maybe it was late last year, we had an almost identical lawsuit going against the safe storage requirement in the city of Seattle. Well, a King County Superior Court judge ruled against SAF and NRA in that one, saying that you don't have standing, there's no violation of state preemption. But one county away in Snohomish County, a Superior Court judge took a look at the lawsuit and said, well, yeah, wait a minute. This really is a violation of state preemption, and we're going to allow this legal action to go forward. What has just happened is that the stage has been set for a state Supreme Court confrontation over these two competing legal actions and legal decisions. Well, I know that the city of Edmonds is going to appeal the decision up to the state court of appeals, and then I suspect it's going to wind up before the state Supreme Court, at which point the state Supreme Court is going to have to say, well, yeah, you know what? The state preemption law does have teeth, and they're going to bite you, Seattle. They say about the Washington State Supreme Court that it's the Seattle Supreme Court because it's a completely liberal court.
Well, that was my question to you, to interrupt you quickly. How much faith do you have that the Supreme Court in Washington with some of the other decisions we just talked about?
Well, I have a little more faith in it because each one of these guys has to run for re-election to the state Supreme Court. We don't have lifetime appointments like they do the U.S. Supreme Court. Every one of these justices on the state Supreme Court will be up for election at one time or another. And this is a toxic, volatile subject on gun rights. And to use my term, they're going to have to be damn careful how they rule on this because their electoral future, as well as the state constitution and the state statutes, that's going to be on the line here.
Yeah, well, you're right. And I think you're right. I want to mention, too, before this segment ends in the next 60 seconds, Judge Napolitano, who I really have, I just don't like him for a lot of different reasons. But I think he's right when it comes to red flag laws. When I heard him say at one point in time, that these laws are going to go to the Supreme Court and they will be found unconstitutional within, it's not even, he said it's not even it's an open shut deal. That these are clear violations of our constitutional rights. So I'm hopeful that that will happen in the red flag thing. And I'm hopeful that what we're talking about in Washington will get heard as well, because it's set up just like these red flag ones are set up to go all the way to the top. I think Washington's the same way. And I'm hopeful for
the residents. Well, I think Andrew Napolitano tries to be very scrupulous about the opinions he expresses on Fox News or in print. He is a former judge in the state of New Jersey, where it's just, you know, that's no man's land for gun rights. But I think in the last several months he has said some things that maybe irritate people, but legally he is correct.
Yeah, he is.
And you know, whether you like the truth or not, the truth is all you got. And I think he's trying to maintain some fealty to tell him the truth, which, you know, we understand that he's going to hurt some people's feelings and people aren't going to agree with him. But legally, what he says, I think it all holds water.
Well, here's how I'll leave this segment. I still don't like you, Judge. We'll be right back after this. Don't go away.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with the room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Let's bring Dave Borkman right back in. Dave, welcome back inside the studios. I can't wait to get Alan back on the show. I guess he's back from Puerto Rico now, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
He got paroled down there. And
man, I'll tell you, the guy is amazing. You know, I was telling the Sunday listeners, and I said Crossbreed Holsters, of course, Crossbreed Holster and GunBroker.com studios, but I was telling listeners on Sunday that, you know, not only is he fighting for our rights here, he's also fighting for the rights of residents in Puerto Rico who are American citizens. And we forget that. And Alan's down there doing the work of God, man.
He's done some remarkable stuff over the years, and you know, I'm really proud to count him as one of my friends.
You and me,
when he told me it was several days ago that he had to fly down there to consult with some of the government guys about some legislation that they're working on down there right now, I thought, well, yeah, you know, he's the go-to guy when they need to talk to somebody. They can call him up and say, hey, Alan, you know, got to get some advice here. And I think he's tried very honestly to and honorably to help them, guide them toward a position where they're in compliance with the Second Amendment. And, you know, good for him. He's done yeoman service on that front. And this has been going on for several years now. So, you know, good luck and Godspeed, and knock on wood that they get the job done down there.
It's hard to cast any doubt on his efforts. I mean, he's very good at what he does, and he seems to have the knack for taking on what he knows is going to be winnable. And I'm very hopeful that Alan does everything that he wants to do in Puerto Rico for those citizens who suffer under the Democrat rule. It's crazy, man. Again, it's part of America. It's hard to believe that we talk about American citizens that don't have rights, almost like we're talking about a foreign country, when we talk about states like New York and Illinois and California and Connecticut. And speaking of Connecticut, let's go to Connecticut. Beto, you have a piece up today. Wow, this was crazy. Beto bashed by Newtown heckler. Gun control is issue across the country. I can't, listener, I have the audio of this, but I can't play it. I would have to cut it out to the point it wouldn't be any fun to listen to, because it's expletive laced. This woman laid into Beto O'Rourke when he was at a quote-unquote town hall type meeting
in Newtown, Connecticut, and she was having none of his crap and let him know it, and it was just beautiful. Dave, you wrote about it, Conservative Firing Line Today. Listeners, you can go read it. Dave's work, tell us about it.
Well, there's a link to the news story. It's a Fox affiliate up there that actually has the newsreel footage of this woman just unloading on O'Rourke. And, quite frankly, when you're talking about guns, even in Newtown, Connecticut, you're throwing a subject out there that's going to be a lightning rod subject. And his infamous attack during that presidential debate here a couple of months ago, where he said, hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, we're going to take your AK-47. I think that really, it didn't raise the debate, it lowered the debate to the least common denominator, because none of the other candidates on the stage at that night jumped in there and said, hey, wait a minute, Bill, you're nuts, you can't do that. No, they all kind of nodded, well, yeah, you know, we kind of think that's a good idea, that's probably where we're going to go. Their silence was deafening. And frankly, at the time, as we just talked about Alan Gottlieb, well, he put a press release out, I think the next day, it was the next day, where he said, hey, wait a minute. Their tacit approval was demonstrated by the silence. And that's what's really bothersome about everybody who's now on the Democratic side of the campaign for 2020. And that should alarm every citizen, because if they're that determined to step on your Second Amendment rights, what's next? We already saw, in fact, yesterday, he and I worked on an op-ed that we hope is going to appear in several newspapers around the country. There was a survey done by some group that said 51% of the American public now wants to amend the First Amendment. They want to change the First Amendment to outlaw hate speech. And, who determines what hate speech is? Well, that's something I don't like. Now we see what's really on the agenda of the far, far left. They're not just going to target the Second Amendment. If you guys don't like guns, that's fine. But if you do like saying what is on your mind, if you do like speaking your piece, if you do like holding an idea that maybe isn't popular with your neighbor, you got to be careful, because it's coming, and you got to draw that line right now. Don't hesitate. These people really are after all of your rights, not just the gun rights.
Yeah, they are coming after the heart and soul of the country, which is our Constitution. And it is truly a culture war. We have to be very, very careful, hence why programs like this exist. I do want to point out, too, before I go back to Connecticut briefly, that the Second Amendment Foundation earlier today at about 1:30 Eastern time, 1:45, somewhere in there, just a couple and a half hours ago, Second Amendment Foundation joins amicus brief supporting challenge to Maryland gun law. Now, I haven't had a chance to dig into the press release yet, but the heading says it all. Second Amendment Foundation joins amicus brief supporting challenge to Maryland gun law. We'll have more about that on tomorrow's program, and we'll also be talking about it on Sunday, and I'm hopeful that Alan Gottlieb will be here now that he is back safe and sound from Puerto Rico. So
yeah.
we have a lot to cover with him. Let me go back to Connecticut quickly. I love your piece. You do have a link there. I encourage you, listener, to listen to this woman, because she is venting the frustration. She's talking for all of us, quite frankly, at this tyrant, this authoritarian, this, quite frankly, loser who stands no chance of becoming president, but is threatening the stability of our republic. And I think that's fair to say that because of the threatening speech, the dangerous speech, the divisive rhetoric that's coming from his mouth. And Dave, I think you'll agree with me that the type of rhetoric coming from him is incredibly dangerous. But it was really fun to watch her. But at the same time, Dave, it was kind of unnerving. It was disturbing, because you could see her frustration, and you could see those around her who didn't like what she was saying. She was having to move about the room. They didn't want her to say it. Which,
yeah,
they start surrounding her. She's not allowed to confront him in a town hall, that they have some dopey little security guy come and stand around her to like help move her, because they don't want to hear what she has to say. She's pointing at him saying, come on. Let's go. Answer my questions. Bring it on. And he can't. And the rest of them don't want her to be heard, do they?
No. I think what is very important to watch in that piece of news footage, none of those people reached out to try to put a hand on her because, frankly, in Connecticut, that's simple assault. Mm-hmm. You can't do that. So if you're ever in a public meeting where some politician's aide might come up to you, and if they put the hand on your shoulder or something, bingo, they've just committed a crime. The more important thing to note about Beto O'Rourke, I think, Robert Francis O'Rourke, I should say, in my opinion, he is acting out as some kind of a college-age frat rat. He's got the arm waving. He stresses certain words. You listen to him, and it's like he's in a college debate club all over again. And, you know, real adults shouldn't act like that. And maybe Beto needs some adult supervision. At this point, he's probably trying to angle for a job in somebody else's administration.
I'm just glad he said what he said.
So am I. It lays everything on the table.
Good for us.
And you know, it makes our job easier.
And I'm going to have to cut it right there, Dave. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but I really appreciate you coming in. ConservativeFiringLine.com, LibertyParkPress.com, The Gun Mag, Guns Magazine, American Handgunner, AmmoLand.com, and you can read everything Dave writes at AmmoLand.com/AAR. It'll come right into your mailbox, too. Hey, Dave Workman, thank you, and I'm glad you're having a great day out there. You made my day. I appreciate it, and I know you made my mom's day, too. Dave Workman,
always a pleasure.
Out there in Bellevue, Washington. Thank you, sir. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is going to get up and do it again tomorrow because we can. You know the routine. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio.